for CRI News. This is Shane Bigham. Apple has partnered with China UnionPay to launch the Apple Pay payment service in China next year. Apple Pay has finally secured a place in the world's biggest smartphone market. The deal will let Apple Pay users in China add credit or debit cards to the mobile payment service. The service is expected to launch as soon as early 2016 after testing and certification required by regulators. Terms of the partnership have not been released so far. Another four miners have been confirmed dead after a mine fire in northeast China's Liaoning province. 17 workers have been killed. The fire broke out Thursday afternoon at the Xingli coal mine in Huludao City. Altogether, 27 trapped miners were lifted out of the mine overnight. 10 remain hospitalized. The fire was said to have been caused by an electric welder, and further investigation is underway. A red alert for air pollution is going to take effect starting from Saturday morning in Beijing. This is the second time within a month that the highest level warning has been issued for the Chinese capital. Emergency measures include a school suspension and a ban on driving vehicles according to their plate numbers. Outdoor construction activities are ordered to halt, and industrial operations will be suspended. The red alert comes after another round of heavy smog is expected to hit Beijing and its neighboring region tomorrow and last until Tuesday. The Chinese Defense Ministry has expressed strong opposition to the U.S. government's authorization of a near $2 billion arms sale to Taiwan. Defense Ministry spokesperson Yang Yujun has urged the U.S. to revoke the sale, saying the deal will inevitably harm China-U.S. military relations. Yang says the U.S. has violated the three China-U.S. joint communiques under which the U.S. promised to gradually reduce and eventually stop arms sales to Taiwan. China's foreign ministry said earlier that Beijing will issue countermeasures, including sanctions against the U.S. companies involved in the arms deal. A high-level advisory committee for the World Internet Conference's Organizing Committee Secretariat has been established. The WIC committee aims to promote international cooperation and exchanges in the internet sector. The advisory committee is expected to invite world leaders in the online sector to offer advice for the WIC and to contribute ideas for the development of the internet in China. The committee has held its first meeting on the sidelines of the second WIC in Wuzhen with Jack Ma, founder of Alibaba, and Fadi Chahada, president and CEO of ICANN, as co-chairman. European leaders have called for urgent action to cope with the migrant crisis. Leaders have agreed to review the proposals unveiled by the European Commission to establish a new border and coast guard body, which would enable Brussels to swiftly respond to border protection issues. According to a statement announced by the leaders, the European Council should adopt its position on the European border and coast guard during the Netherlands presidency, which will be over the next 6 months. International Monetary Fund chief Christine Lagarde has been ordered to stand trial in France over her role in a 2008 arbitration ruling that handed 400 million euros to a French business magnate. Lagarde, who was French finance minister at the time, issued a statement on Thursday to deny wrongdoing and said she'd ordered lawyers to appeal the decision. She's maintained her innocence since the investigation began in 2011. If convicted, she could be sentenced to a year in prison. British Prime Minister David Cameron's hailed the signing of the UN-mediated Libyan political agreement in Morocco. Cameron says the agreement means the international community can now engage with one unified representative government in Libya in the fight against the Islamic State and the migrant traffickers. Libya's conflicting parties signed a UN-brokered deal on Thursday to end the country's political crisis. Britain's last remaining deep coal mine is set to close on Friday. The move is part of the UK's response to climate change. Millions of tons of coal have been extracted from Kellingley Colliery since it began production in North Yorkshire, England in 1965. The coal mine was one of Europe's largest mines. German automaker Volkswagen hired U.S. lawyer Kenneth Feinberg to handle its emissions scandal. Feinberg, known for handling large consumer compensation cases, has been hired to design and administer an independent claims resolution program to address claims related to the case. Feinberg says he would begin work immediately designing an independent claims process. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.